Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
I've been taking care of old people all of my life. My grandparents, my aunts and uncles. I was always their caregiver, my mother, and now my father, who's 91, and he doesn't let me take care of him because he works full time and he's very involved. You might have heard him on one of my shows. But coming up is National Grandparents Day, and it's a time when we reflect, we look at how the care is for the senior citizens in our, you know, in our cities, in our communities, and to celebrate their knowledge, their history, their wisdom, all of those things. My guest today is Fernando Gutierrez. He's a certified healthcare mediator. Welcome to the show, Fernando. So, National Grandparents Day. First, let's talk about the awesome thing about grandparents and their wisdom and the fact they can babysit if they're not too old.
Well, that's true, because my mother does that for my children. So, that's very true.
So what do you want us to do about National Grandparents Day? How do we celebrate the older people in our lives?
Well, you know, the old commandment, you know, honor your mother and your father. And so grandparents and my parents, they have wisdom that we can tap into only because they've lived longer. So the fact that they have this longevity and experience life, just understanding them, talking to them can help you not make the mistakes that they made. And especially when it comes to the health care, that's the tough one. That's when you really show the love of your parents and grandparents.
Okay, so on to the health care. Really, if we're in the sandwich generation, and I don't know how old you are, Fernando, but I'm 51, and I know that there's that in-between, taking care of your elderly parents and dealing with your kids who might be teenagers at this point. So you're sort of stuck in the middle of that. Health care for senior citizens is not an easy thing to do in this country.
It's not. I'm 57, and I'm one of that sandwich generation, too. What we have to understand is that in the 6 points that I had mentioned early, in my talk was that we have to take care of ourselves first before we can take care of anybody. And sometimes that's neglected. I see that a lot in my practice.
Well, me too. I know that we do have to take care of ourselves. Then we can look. What's some of the best ways to take care? Now, I'm going to chuck in my first tip, Fernando. In one of the better ways to take care of your elderly relatives is to be a health advocate for them if they have poor hearing or poor vision, to make sure that they go to their doctors, get their physicals, and if you have to go with them so you can hear what the doctor says. Now you give us some of your tips.
No, that's critical. You should accompany your grandparents or your parents to that. But also, there's a lot of what people neglect to look at. There's a lot of nonprofit organizations that provide services, and they're not readily advertised. So it takes a little bit of homework on the patient advocate to find those services that may assist the caregiver. And also, you have to trust your instinct when it comes to how your parents or grandparents feel. If you think that they need some specialized treatment, then going to the internet, researching it, and becoming knowledgeable is the best thing you can do.
It's true. And being that advocate, researching these things, going with them, making sure that they're receiving good care, taking their meds and that sort of thing. And also, you know, there's something, Fernando, to be said to just talking to them, hearing those stories as their historians, you know, listening to them, because sometimes loneliness and that need to be with people is one of the biggest problems our seniors face.
Well, the biggest compliment I get is I have a lot of patients that are in nursing homes. And although there may be good clinicians and staff at these facilities, the fact that somebody from outside comes, visits these patients, and they're not my family members, but I treat them as such, is medicine for them. And they are so appreciative when somebody sits down, even if it's for 5 minutes, talk to them, how you doing, is there anything I can get you? Those things are very important and probably better medicine than any prescription a physician can give.
True, and listening to them, listening to their stories. And even if, as some of the old people I know tend to repeat themselves, you don't have to tell them that you've heard the story 12 times. You can just listen to it again and nod and laugh and everything as if it's the first time you've heard them, right? I mean, you know, because these are just things that stick in their memories and are part of their life and their fabric of their life.
Yeah, I have a patient, an elderly woman in her 80s who was a TWA stewardess. And every time I visit her, she tells me about the stories. And I enjoy them, even though they may be the same ones I've heard before. I enjoy just being with her and hearing those stories.
Well, absolutely. And as I said at the beginning, Fernando, my dad's 91. And he is working full time. He teaches mathematics. So he drives himself to work at 8 o'clock in the morning and he works until 3 p.m. and he is busy, goes out to dinner and golfs and everything. So, I mean, we're lucky in that way. But I also know that at 91 years old, time is precious. I mean, really.
It is. I mean, you're blessed and he is blessed too that at 91 he's able to do all of these things. But, as you know, at one point, we all will have some type of morbidity. And in fact, studies have shown at age 65, people, geriatric patients, usually have two or more types of morbidity that they have to deal with and taking medications. But anyone like your father, I have an individual who's 87 who's still ambulatory, walks, talks. You know, they've been blessed. They've been blessed.
Well, so what about some of the nonprofit resources and things that we can find to help our grandparents and elderly relatives?
Well, first start off with the municipality or county. Over here where I'm at in the Tampa Bay area, there are some countywide organizations and citywide organizations. For instance, we have a senior center that can even help teach seniors how to work the computer, the internet. They have games, you know, bingo, other types of games. They even have day trips. And those things are provided basically free of charge to these seniors. But many times you don't see these promotions, so you have to dig a little bit.
Well, that's certainly true. And as far as our kids, Fernando, your kids, my kids, that we have grandparents, that they still have grandparents. And before I ask you for your last best advice, I'm just going to put this out there. I saw a thing on Facebook that said, from a grandmother to her grandchildren, don't make fun of me because I ask you for help with my computer. We taught you how to use a spoon and wipe your tush. So it's definitely something to think about. And so you have about a minute. Give us your very best advice for Grandparents Day and getting our kids to know these older people and hear their stories.
Well, number one, you have to show by example. If the parent shows gratitude, love towards their elders, I believe our kids will follow that same and pick up on that same value. Love them as much as they can. Enjoy them while they're healthy, because as you mentioned before, we all will leave this world someday, somehow, and time is too precious. And if I can quote the Jim Croce song of the 70s, you never find enough time to do the things you want to do once you've found them.
That's so true. What a great quote, Fernando. Love Jim Croce. So that's really true, and we have to respect and cherish our grandparents. If you still are lucky enough to have grandparents, visit them, call them, write them a letter. They love an actual snail mail letter. And teach them how to use a computer and a cell phone. Get your kids involved. Have them work with their grandparents and help make sure that they have good health care, access to health care, health advocacy, all of it. Because we have to cherish it, because you know what? One day you're going to be standing in their same shoes. This is Melanie Cole. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go. RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening and stay well.